Well, Kim, depending on which variety you have, it looks like wheat harvest is getting close.
Yeah, I've talked to people in southern Oklahoma. They've got in a couple of test loads, but they say that it's going strong down at Wichita Falls, Texas, and so right along the Oklahoma border. They also guess that probably Sunday or Monday that the wheat harvest in southern Oklahoma will start in earnest.
Okay, so as we get ready to start making some of those deliveries, what can people be expecting as far as price goes?
You look at the July contract, it's holding around that $4.95 level. The basis has weakened a little more down to a minus $1.10. That gives you about $3.85 for cash price. I think if the protein is relatively good on the wheat, that we may drop another dime or 15 cents. But if we don't have protein, I think we can see that price going down maybe 20 or 30 cents per bushel.
All right, last week we talked about dockage and foreign material. Let's talk about that again and how important it is to elevators.
Well, it's extremely important. You know, we talked about the discounts for the dockage FM for the moisture. It's quite severe this year, and the local elevators are passing that on to farmers, as they should. And so if what the elevators are looking for is a dockage-free, foreign material-free product, and that foreign material, the rye or the oats, that discount starts at 0.5%, and the dockage discount often starts at 0.8%.
Okay, stepping back real quick, let's look at the whole picture, and we've got a dollar that seems to be strengthening on the global stage, and now there appears there may be some sort of connection to commodities, and last year I think we said there wasn't a connection, so where are we at?
Yeah, you know, you go back 2 or 3 months, I said, you know, the market was talking about the relationship between wheat prices and the dollar value, and I said, hey, it's just not there. But if you'll look over the last 3 weeks, the value of the dollar has increased about 9%, and the price of wheat at Kansas City has fallen about a little over 8%. Looks like almost a one-for-one relationship there.
So what do you make of that?
Well, I think that the export market has become more important right now than the domestic market. And when you're talking about the export market, you're talking about the value of the dollar relative to the other currencies.
All right. Well, Kim, thanks for being here. And we'll keep an eye on harvest as it goes through the state.
You bet.